claiming?
What are we claiming?
Yeah.
Well, you see the issue here is it's a question mark at the top, right?
Yeah.
There are only two options. Either Jesus is God, the Lord, or he's a lunatic or a liar.
What do you think he is?
Why do you think?
Let me say this. I'm a bystander. All right, see it.
Jesus Christ is for real.
I do too. I amen to you. Man.
All right, so I say that Jesus Christ is God.
You say he is?
Yes. Now, what do you say?
You got a Bible?
Yeah.
Can I see your Bible? You're not going to get this from most people that's been drinking on Beale Street. Good, he's talking to you because we don't believe the same thing. But I haven't come to the full point of being able to explain what I believe yet to him.
It's supposed to be a guy who turns that Wabash in there in the air, but it's funny.
Yeah. What's chapter 2, verse 5 say?
There's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
What's that say God and Jesus Christ is?
Well, he's two things. He's all God and he's all man.
Find that in the Bible and show that to me.
All right.
You're going to show me John 1:1, aren't you?
No. Hold that right there. We'll go right back where you were.
Explain to me this. Well, this is a good thing, but let me explain this question. Okay. Go ahead.
Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh.
Sure he was, without a doubt.
Where was he manifest in the flesh?
Through Jesus Christ, but he wasn't Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Listen to this. I understand what you're saying.
All right.
Who committed the first sin? Adam.
No, probably Satan did, but go ahead.
Oh, God.
Satan said, I will ascend up and be like the Most High. So that's not the first sin. That was before Adam was
Where does it say that
earth.
In Genesis?
It doesn't say it in Genesis.
No, because it's not true.
It says it on Isaiah 14. But it happened before Genesis 1:1, where he says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend up to heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Now, Lucifer was the Satan that tempted Adam and Eve, so he wouldn't have tempted Adam and Eve if this hadn't happened already.
That's true.
Okay.
I would agree with you. Lucifer's the king of this world, what we live
He's
in.
He's the right. God of this world.
Exactly right, man. We agree on that. Just answer this question for me. Think about it. If it says in Matthew that Lucifer tempted Jesus Christ with sin.
Right.
It says God is sinless.
Right.
Why would Lucifer have wasted his time tempting God if Jesus
Because Jesus was all God and all man.
How does that make sense?
Well,
it's not the redemption thing. It doesn't follow the same story.
It makes the same sense that a Trinity does.
The Trinity doesn't make sense.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But you're a Trinity.
No, I
you're
don't.
A body. You got a soul.
Right, but where's my soul?
And your spirit.
Where's my soul?
Your soul sticks to your body. Your body sticks to your soul like a glove.
In Leviticus, it says the soul is in the blood. Read the Greek Bible.
Well, Leviticus is the Hebrew Bible, but look at this verse. He says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Equal with God?
Yeah.
Does it say he's God?
Well, if he's equal with God, I'll hold it if you want, but you're welcome to hold it. Okay. If he's equal with God, he is God.
Well, what if you and I are equal? Are we
the
same person?
No. He is Jesus.
All right, here's my problem, brother.
Jesus is
here's my problem.
Stay up.
Here's my problem.
He is all God and he's all man.
How is the redemption of this world? If man committed the first sin, how does the redemption, God coming to earth and redeeming it, how does that justify a redemption? Man has to do what man screwed up. The first and the last.
That's why Jesus came as a man. God came as a man. He thought it not robbery, but he made of himself, and he took upon the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men.
It doesn't say man, it says in the likeness.
He was made in the likeness of men. So he
all right, you just got me. I got myself caught in my own words. You're a good man, you just did your job.
Well, look, I'm not just trying to win an argument. The issue is that if Jesus is God, are you living for him?
Well, you want to know the truth right now? Probably not, because I'm on Beale Street, I'm drinking, and I'm having a good time. It's not the right thing to do.
There's all the thing is that Jesus wants your heart.
He has my heart.
Well, if he has your heart, then you'd be living for him.
Well, I agree with you.
And he's got something, he's got a plan for you, he's got a purpose for you, and he'll let you throw it away. Because he's not going to overpower your will.
It's called free will, man. It's free
right.
will.
And in the same sense, he made it clear in the Word of God that he is God. He said, and that's the point. If he said, no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, and he points to himself, even the Son of Man who is in heaven, he was claiming omnipresence while he was standing there talking to the people. Now, if he was a lunatic...
I don't think he was a lunatic.
Okay.
Here's my question. Here's what I'm not going to sit here and argue with anymore, but I'll tell you what's going on my wife. And I'm walking, and I walk into you in Beale Street, Memphis, Tennessee. Is I'm at a crossroads of deciding if Jesus is God or Jesus was man. And there's a lot of stories on both sides of the fence. And how you interpret the Bible is on both sides of the fence. And it comes down to a lot of different things. If you read through here, and I wish I had notes... How many people died? How many crosses were there the day Jesus died?
Three.
Yeah. But if you read through the Bible, that's not what it says.
Where does it say?
It doesn't come out and say there was five. It talks about robbers and it talks about criminals. Now.
Malefactors.
Right. Now,
says one on either side of him.
But it said, here's a logical thought. Think logically with me. It said that the Roman soldier broke the first guy's legs, broke the second guy's legs, and then he came to Jesus and decided he was already dead, so he just stabbed him, like the prophet said. Well, if there's a cross here, and there's a cross here, and there's a cross over here, how are you going to break those people's legs? Boom, boom, boom. If you read through it, and I'm not going to be able to argue with you because I'll be honest with you, I've had a couple too many, I shouldn't have done that already. And I don't have the Bible verses to go through it. But if you read through it, I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you what. If you have a card on you or anything like that, I want to send you a book. And you don't have to do anything, but I would encourage you to read it and email with me. I will make the initiation.
Well, look, you can get to... You can just write them they'll forward it to me. Just tell them you talked to a guy on Beale Street.
I will.
And that way you won't have to remember my email address.
I'll remember it. And
I'll be glad to give it to you right now if you got something to write it with.
I don't, but I'll do that I'll get to you.
I don't know that I've got anything with it on there.
But here's what we're going to do. We will correspond, and you know what? Maybe we'll learn.
Okay.
I'll learn from you, and you might learn from me.
Oh, I would love it.
How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. Is that your beautiful wife?
Yes. 30 years.
You guys are out doing something most people don't have the balls to do. That's all.
Well, we just enjoy it. We think that we've got to do something to make life worthwhile. And so much of life is going before you know it. It comes and goes like a vapor. Where are you from?
Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah. Where is this guy from? This guy from Dover, Ohio.